I was up in like half of a built house, like growing weed with like a "Don't Tread on Me" tattoo. I was like, the "Government can't tell me what to do."
Oh my god!
I grew like one weed plant and threw it out because it sucks so bad. It's so hard. I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna grow this weed and move to Brazil.
Oh my god!
That was my plan. I was like, I'm gonna grow this weed and go to Brazil, and like my weed died. I was like, I guess I'll just work at my brother's taco truck.
A sick plan, dude.
Get dude, I was trying to get out of here, dude.
Don't Tread on Me tattoo, grow a little weed in an abandoned house in fucking West Philly.
Yeah. I was going to go to Brazil.
You're going to raise an empire off that one weed plant. You know, it's only like $10.
I was like, I'm going to save up 5 G's and leave this country.
Oh, man.
So then I ended up working in Tommy's taco truck and doing stand-up. And I was like, well, this is cool, too. I don't need to go to
this
Brazil.
This is just as cool.
Dude, if I had went to Brazil, dude, I would have died. Or I would have been like a zip line agent for like 5 years and had a nervous breakdown and came home and like, oh, I need a job.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
Yeah, that would have been bad. I would have died. I was there for 6 days, got robbed at knife point on like the fourth day.
What happened there, though? I think you had that one coming.
I was wilding out, baby. I was out all night. And they're like, don't go on the beach early in the morning or late at night. And I was like, shit, yeah, dude.
Yeah, don't so like, tread on me. They tried to tread on me.
Don't fucking tread, dude. So I came home. Like, I was out all night, dude, fucking dance. I was fucking bailando hard. I was up in the club. They were like playing rap from like 10. It was like all the rap from like 5 years before. So it was like Chingy and like all the shit that I knew. Nice. So I was the man in the club, dude. I knew all the words, all the rap. And then I like made out with this chick on the beach who may or may not have had a wiener, dude. I still can't tell. I don't know.
Whoa. Hey.
I don't know. Because my friend afterwards was like, dude, that chick looked like a dude. And I was like, she was fucking hot, dude. And we just left it at that.
Yeah, dude, you're gay.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, huh?
I just party fucking hard, dude. I may have made out with a fucking, with a Hillary supporter, dude.
You made out with a man.
I might have, dude. I don't know.
I'm not a man. Fuck
you. How fucking hetero I am, dude. I was just fucking getting ass and partying, dude. Sometimes you fucking take a gay casualty on the way, dude.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I don't know.
So you made out with a dude on the beach. And
potentially.
Then
potentially well, made definitely. Out with a fucking, with a AM Trans Am, dude.
Definitely definitely made out with a dude.
Probably. Yeah.
You fucking blew a tranny, dude.
And then, I kept going for a crotch grab, and I kept getting judo blocked, which leads me more to believe that I fucking made out with a fucking tranny. So I think I, like, made out with a tranny in Brazil, and then I got fucking robbed at night. It was, like, day three. I was like, yeah! I hopped in this, like, Astro van full of Portuguese dudes. I was like, yo, it was a taxi. I was like, I need to go, like, Copacabana Palace. That was, my hostel was, like, up the street.
Yeah.
So they, like, dropped me off near the beach, and I knew my way through the beach. I was like, if I walk, that's how fucking 311 I am. I was like, if I walk the beach side, I'll find my way. And, like, 4 minutes later, three dudes with fishing knives were like, wah! And I was like, oh, fuck. And they, like, took $8 off me.
They got $8? That's it?
Yeah. That's all I had.
You spent it all on that fucking tranny.
I didn't spend, dude, you that blew tranny. It all, I spent baby. Nothing. I didn't trick at all on that tranny, dude.
What time was that you oh, like made out with the tranny?
That was probably like 4 a.m.
You and a tranny making out on the beach in Brazil?
I was like, oh, I love you. Oh, yeah. She had some rough pics, dude.
His name is Rio, and he's dancing in the sand. Damn, dude.
It's partying, dude. That's the life of a young party man. I needed to get back to my tranny, dude. I had to grow weed and get back to her, dude. Again, it could not have been.
What do you think, honestly, the likelihood is that that was a man? Percentage?
I'm going 50-50, dude.
You think that was? There's a 50% chance that was a boy?
60-40, T to F.
That was a lady boy down there? Yeah,
dude. That was a lady boy who has my fucking song in her heart, dude.
That's nice.
We just made out.
She's definitely dead. That lady boy is definitely dead.
Probably.
Dude. How long ago was that?
Fuck, man. 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a Brazilian lady boy.
You think they got a short shelf life?
I think they got a fucking very short life, dude.
They can safely make it on the internet. They can get probably like a decade.
I think they make out with the wrong guy and get one of those fucking fishing knives.
Nah, dude. Brazilian dudes live for that shit.
Yeah? Brazilian dudes are a little fruity?
Dude, that's what they live for.
Yeah, I guess I should have fucking known that one.
Yeah, dude. Brazilian dudes, they put the gel in their hair and it's fucking, it's
actually,
on, dude.
Is there any other country that other than America that doesn't fuck ladyboys?
Oh, dude. Thailand. Oh, that doesn't fuck ladyboys.
That doesn't, dude. I feel like it's pretty much acceptable everywhere else.
Yeah. It was in Gangs of New York. They had the he-she's.
Yeah. You love to fuck ladyboys.
People have been fucking ladyboys, bro.
True.
true.
I'm gonna fuck a ladyboy, dude.
You have to.
No.
You gotta wait till you get famous and it's Eddie Murphy out. He got caught.
Yeah, he was ladyboy. He got caught
with those ladyboys.
That's the ultimate.
It's the power move, dude. You just gotta fucking go out and fucking razzle dazzle with lazy ladyboys, dude.
Nice.
God damn, dude. We're already fucking 12 minutes into this motherfucker.
This is a hot cast already. We're talking about the fact that you probably made out with dude.
Probably, dude. It happened.
Nice.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I heard people before that talk about that shit. Like, oh, I had friends who were like, that strip clubs, that like, they're like, one of my boys accidentally made out with a tranny. He didn't talk to anyone for like 10 months. It's like,
dude, see, I didn't realize trannies were that prevalent.
Dude, they're everywhere. You probably hooked up with a tranny.
Never.
All right.
Never.
You might have had one peeping on you while you hooked up with a girl.
I've had a couple peepers. I had a bunch of peepers.
So you got to watch the windows, dude. They're peeping.
Yeah,
they'll look in at you.
There's a fucking dying cat peeping in my room last night, dude. It scared the fuck out of me.
That's what you think, dude.
Oh, you think that was a tranny?
Yeah, it was a trans, dude.
I basically woke up to an animal just screaming outside of my window.
It was terrifying. That's terrifying.
This is the second or third time it's happened.
You got that I may have hooked up with a tranny in Brazil.
Yeah.
I have pics, too.
Really?
Found pics.
Did you pay for it or not?
No, bro. I was dancing to Eminem, dude, in the fucking Brazilian nightclubs.
And then he just made out with a tranny on the
possibly.
Beach.
I looked at the pics. I don't. It's
he made out with a guy.
Oh, you have
on
pictures?
Yeah, she commented on one of my Facebook pics. Said I was lindo, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, sexy as fucking.
Are you Facebook friends?
Lindo. Oh, yeah, they definitely don't speak Spanish.
Shane thinks she's dead.
Yeah,
well, it's Brazil, typically. Brazil, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
How many years ago?
What do I think happened to him?
Well,
I
unless
think
so. You
I think
unless
he made out with another dude, they found out and they just tossed him off the roof of a favela.
No, this isn't
Fast and Furious.
Hey, threw him off the big Jesus.
Jump around.
Party time in Brazil, dude. No one's throwing trannies off roofs. People are just partying and playing, dude.
Yeah, that's what you think. Yeah, why don't you fucking Google the murder rates and fucking?
I mean, the favela murder rates definitely.
Yeah.
Google the fucking tranny suck rates, dude. They're also high in Brazil.
I'm telling you.
They're very comparable.
Very, yeah, exactly.
Yo, the average life in Brazil in the favela is literally, I think it's 22 years old.
They go hand in hand, dude.
Seriously?
But if you're hot enough, you get sucked up onto the internet and you're safe for another 5 years.
Tranny suck rates and murder rates go hand in hand.
I can see that.
Do you know why?
All right, why?
Because if you get your dick
dudes like
by
you
a tranny,
freak out, dude,
and then you find
you
out,
get upset about it, and you throw them off a fucking roof.
Nah, dude.
Yeah,
you just peacefully reminisce on a podcast 10 years later, like that was fucking sick, dude.
Tuck it deep inside until you fucking get a podcast.
I'd like to see that pie chart.
You just sit. You sit awake at night on the fucking internet, be like, "Why am I looking at this stuff?" And you're like, "Oh, it's a fucking tranny in Brazil."
Yeah, dude.
I got fucking bit, dude. She was a vampire.
She got you.
She got me, dude.
She sucked you, dude.
Oh, the lady boy. Oh. Damn, this podcast is fucking sensual already.
This is crazy, dude. This is actually very sexy in here.
Dude, it is.
It went from spooky and almost...
What if we all just started butt-fucking in here? This is a live feed.
What do you think we brought you up here for, dude?
Oh, to have sex with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I figured.
We're going to fucking...
This is all on webcam right now.
It's going to be like a Chinese finger trap, dude.
Two jack dudes.
You're going to get stuck inside.
We're going to both get stuck in one end of you.
Double pen.
Yep, like dogs mating.